Joe versus Jack, though.
All right. So here we go.
Very appropriate. Seltzer. Very nice, Jimmy.
That is very nice, Jimmy. I will remind everyone this competition, about 2 months ago, I was popping my mouth off. Jack was popping his mouth off. And there's been a tit for tat of verbal
sparring.
Assaults. You're right. Assaults. Although you notice, James, I went very nice on, I don't know if you saw on Saturday night, I wished him good luck on Twitter.
I did, all class, as he said.
That and someone hit me up on Twitter and said this is a psychological move they thought would benefit me. Because I was like, John, I was like, just good luck, good luck. So.
Is that because fear was setting in?
I just thought it would be the right thing to do. I think people misconstrue sometimes with my beat the hammer, stuff that I'm this like super arrogant guy. I don't think I am. I hope people don't think I am in real life. I mean, just joking around sometimes with Pete the Hammer. But anyway.
You're just competitive.
I am very competitive, yeah. And I did think that I would win this competition. And I laid out very clearly over the last few weeks, I thought I would win baseball, tennis, and basketball. I thought I would win 3-2. Jack, obviously, had said many times he would win 5-0. All right, so let's get to Goff, and let me break this down. We'll go hole by hole, because I want to give you the breakdown of the day at Riverwinds. So I'll just say this. It does start. It's an 11:10 tee time. I got out there at about 9:45. When I checked in, the guy at the front desk, Riverwinds, great guy, couldn't believe I was there for 11:10. I'm like, yeah, I'm here for 11:10. I'm like, I'm going right to the putting green. Like, so he's like, all right. He thought it was very strange, which I guess it is, like an hour and a half beforehand. I also hired the Riverwinds golf pro as my caddy.
No, you did not.
I did. So Rhea, Jack shows up with Ike and Spike, but yes. Ike as his caddy. Like, Spike's not a golf guy.
The picture of Ike with him was right? pretty good picture.
Yeah, it's a good visual. Yeah. So Ike knows the course, but I was like, who's going to know the course better than the head golf pro Riverwinds?
Probably nobody.
So anyway, I thought that was a smart move. All right, just to remind everybody what we were doing.
Conniving.
Listen, hey. You got to do what you got to do. He showed up with a caddy also. I mean, it is what it is. All right, so 9 holes match play.
Caddy. You think that Spike and Ike count as
Ike knows that course. This is
Ike golf lives like right there, right?
John, don't give me that nonsense. All right.
Ike was our... He's our.
I know he's our guy, but
compatriot.
It is what it is. Listen, it comes down to the man who's the golfer or the woman. In this case, two men. All right. So let me just tell everyone what match play means, how it works. So we went with it's a 9-hole match play. Match play basically is who wins the hole. And if you win the hole, you get like one. If you win 2 holes, you get 2. And it's the first person to obviously win more than, to be up by more than our holes left. So, like, if you win 5 straight, it's over after 5 holes.
And if you tie, no one gets the holes, the idea,
and if
right?
you tie, then, and it doesn't
and
carry over.
Strokes don't matter. If you lose by 5 strokes on 1 hole, that's just 1-0.
Correct. And there's no carryover. So, if no one wins hole 1, hole 2 is not worth 2 points. It's worth 1.
It's not like a skins game or
whatever. Not a skins game. All right. So, let's... Should we keep going with the music or not?
We can get rid of the music.
All right, so here we go. So, hot day, but obviously not as hot as it had been earlier in the week. So, here we go. First hole is a par 5. I will say I was striking the ball good. Jack was striking the ball good as well. Bottom line, I'm not going to break down every hole, every shot, but I'll just say this. Jack on the par 5 1 is in for a 7.
Ooh.
I have a 7-footer to win the hole. So I'm lying 5. I got a 7-footer to win the hole. I'm feeling good. I got a shot. For me, this is probably slightly less than a 50-50, but I got a legitimate shot to win the hole. I missed the putt.
Oh,
no.
I missed the putt.
Oh, you at least tie the hole? Did you hit the next
one? Yeah, tie the hole. Okay. All right, so it's a push. We're on to 2. But, I feel like, all right, good start. I don't know what Jack's thinking. So me and him did not talk much during this at all. I just want to be clear.
Just laser
focused. I was very focused. Yeah. I was very, very focused. It was no smack talk.
It was not
that
camaraderie
stuff.
Where you're going out and having some brews.
I gave him some good shots. He gave me some good shots. Okay. Like, when you say, hey, nice shot, good tee shot. Now, I will say this. Let's get to 2. So I felt bad. I really did feel bad about this on the second shot, on the second hole. So the second hole... He hits it. So the second hole is a par 3. He hits a shot. I don't see it. I'm by my cart when he hits it. I literally don't see it. My caddy comes up to me and says, 5 feet from the hole. 5 feet from the hole on the right. So I say to Jack, oh, great shot, man. And he like mumbles off in frustration. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I realize because Spike and Ike, My caddy was telling
me where to you to
where
hit the ball.
Where he wanted me to
yes.
hit it.
Yes.
So Jack had hit an errant shot.
Oh no!
And I gave him a compliment.
You're coming off like a total jerk.
I came off like a jerk. I was trying to compliment him.
Nice shot, pal.
Right, right, exactly. Oh. You get it, Ray. So anyway, bottom line on the second hole, which is a par three. By the time he gets up and I'm up and the whole deal, I have a 5-footer to win the hole. I sink it.
Ooh, wow.
I'm one up through two.
Oh, wow.
I'm one up through two.
I didn't know if you'd be up at all day.
Listen, nor did I, believe me. I told you guys going in I wasn't going to win this thing. All right, third hole. So I'm one up through two. I can see Jack's frustrated. He's not like in meltdown mode, but he's definitely, I would say at this point, concerned. I would say concerned after the first hole, maybe not. Concerned after the second hole, for sure. Hole three. It is a par four. So he's got a better tee shot, and he's got a way better tee shot. I hit an absolute bomb, a bomb second shot to get onto the green.
Wow.
I could tell Ike was really impressed. So I hit a bomb. I'm feeling pretty good. Fritz is up there. Again, eventually after various shots, the whole deal, I have a 6-footer to win the hole. No. This is my third straight time. Because his approach is he's spraying it, and there's this, and there's that. So I have a 6-footer to hit the hole. Now, let me set the scene, and I'm being honest here. I'm not exaggerating. I am either in my back stroke of the putt or coming forward. It's like right in the nanosecond where it's like one ends and the other begins. Like, I am shooting my 6-footer to win the hole. Jack huffs.
No.
I missed the putt.
No.
He did.
And it's Jack's fault?
Well, you don't do that. I mean, he might not have noticed. Did he not notice
okay,
you were
so there
shooting
was
or something?
There was he should have known. He definitely noticed I was shooting. There was question of whether he intentionally did it or not. I can't prove it. I didn't press it. I let it go. I will be honest.
I'm proud of you.
I will be honest
that's
with you.
That's the guy I think you would normally jump on. So
yeah,
I'm proud of you.
I
jumped on Elliot when he,
I know.
He made a cut.
So, but I did miss the putt. And I do honestly think it affected me. But
did
I just,
Ike and Spike think it did?
Ike absolutely said, well, I can't prove if it affected me, but Ike recognized that Jack did it.
Wow.
So anyway,
you tied that hole.
We
again.
Tied that okay. hole. So now I'm one up through three. Now Jack's frustration is really, and James, you know Jack probably better than anybody here.
I do, yes.
You know how he can get.
Yes, right? Flustered at times.
All right, let's get to hole four. Hole four, like certain holes, I mean, Jack's just kind of like out in front of the hole. In better shape, so to speak. Hole four is a par five. He has a chance to win the hole with a putt. I don't remember the length. It's hard for me to track every detail of this. But he's got, on hole four, a reasonable shot to win the hole. He misses it.
Ooh.
He thinks I'm going to concede. I don't concede. It's a short putt. He misses it
no!
again.
No!
I am now two up. And
hold
he
on,
was
hold on. He on a shot that he thought you weren't even going to make him take it.
Correct. He was very flustered by me even making him take it.
Wow.
And I will just say this. I'm going to say this before we go any further. I have always believed, and James, you know, because I've told you this on the air. When I play and I give you a score, I shot a 107, a 102, whatever. It's a real score. I've always believed someone who shoots an 85. Really shoots about an 88 if they played them all out. But it's amazing how many golfers, and John, you would be amazed by how many golfers pick up 5-footers. Like,
sure.
I'll tell you.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, and especially when they've missed the prior putt. When they've missed the prior putt, I'll just pick it up and go. Anyway, so and this was, I think, less than 5 foot. I really can't remember it all, but it was close. He missed it. He was very flustered. So now he's walking off really flustered. So we're through four holes. I'm up two.
So you won that hole.
I won that hole.
Wow.
Let's get to hole. And by the way, that was the strategy going in. And me and him talked beforehand about whether we would concede. And I agreed we can concede. But I knew in my head.
But you have to be able to, you have to concede.
I was going to be a stickler on when I would.
Like if it was a half foot, you'd concede. But yeah, I get it.
Right. Yep.
Well, once he humped during your putt.
Also the fact that he had missed a shot that he could have won the hole, I thought it would be in his head. And sure. I was like, I want you to shoot that shot, man. All right. So we're through four. I'm two up. Let's get to hole five. All right. Hole five is a disaster for me. So I kind of revert to the mean, which for me is, you know, I can easily have just a disastrous hole, which it was. This is a par four. I shoot a 10.
Mm.
Fritz is in absolute meltdown mode. He shoots an 11.
No!
No!
No wow. way!
Yeah.
No.
He is in such a meltdown from the prior hole.
Par four.
What is the score now?
Well,
I'm three up.
Three
up through five. Wow. Now, just James, you know him really well. You know how he can get in a meltdown mode.
Yes,
and you know I predict it.
This is part of your thing.
John, you know I did say like. Anyway, so now I am.
So you think you're safe during meltdown mode if this is one-on-one basketball?
We'll deal with that another time. So I'm three up through five holes. There's four holes to go. Now, remember, I had a bad fifth hole, though. Let's not act like I just
crushing it out
I'm not crushing it on that last hole. I played the first four holes very well. Fifth hole was a disaster. By the way, that's the kind of reason why I often shoot like 100. I'll have a 10 or an 11. All right, let's get to the sixth hole. I can't remember if this is the one with water. There was a couple, by the way, with water. I think it is. Bottom line is my reversion to my normal stays. On this hole, I shoot a 7. Fritz pars it. He wins the hole with ease. I think this is the hole I climbed in water. I'm not sure.
We saw the picture.
Yeah,
online.
So John, I was right near water.
Knee deep.
And if I'm a left-handed golfer, I could hit it. But because I'm a right-handed golfer and the water's on my left, I either had to take a drop, and it cost me a penalty stroke, or just climb in the water. And I'm like, I'm climbing in the water.
Did you take your shoes off?
No, and that was a mistake.
That was a mistake, what? Yeah.
I'm a big believer in pace of play. So, no, trust me when I tell you, Spike Ike and Jack will all disagree with that. But bottom line is I lose the hole, but hopefully showed some commitment in it to try to win it by climbing in the water. I think it was that hole. Anyway, he wins the hole. I'm two up with three holes to go. Seventh hole to par three. So Jack's now going first. Whoever's won the prior hole tees off first. Which is a very key element. Gives you a little strategy. So he sticks his tee shot on the green on the par three. I spray mine somewhat far to the left. Not a disaster, but like I got a sand trap in front of me. I'm on the left. He's in a much better shot. So I hit second because I'm furthest from the pin. I hit a great lob wedge onto the green, but it's clearly going to likely be a two-putt for me. So I'm looking to come in for a four, knowing that for me to tie him, he's got a three-putt. He three-putts.
No.
He three-putts. He's in at four. I'm in at four. Rhea. Now, Rhea, what's your reaction right now? I'm two up with two to go.
I'm not surprised because I did expect that with Jack. Jack's younger. He's young. This is kind of a, you know, even though you guys have joked about it, you're such a nut when it comes to competition that I'm not surprised at it, but I have fears for you.
Okay. All right. Hole 8. Now, again, other than that pretty good lob shot, I haven't played particularly well for a few holes now. Hole 8. I honestly don't remember all the specifics. These holes run together. But just know, and I think there's water involved in one of these holes. I go into the water on the tee shot. I think this is the one you got to go over water, which I don't. I think it's that one. I could be wrong. Bottom line is one of these holes I end up in water. I shoot a 6. Jack shoots a 5.
Wow.
He's still alive.
Wow.
And meanwhile, all I got to do is tie him on a hole like this.
Yeah, tie and it's over.
Like, I don't have to win the hole. I just got to tie him. So great job by him. He gets a 5, which is, you know, obviously, you know, pretty solid on a par 4. So now I'm one up with one to go. I will tell you on 8. Oh, actually, that wasn't the water hole. Water hole's coming up next. On 8, it was like, I remember heat was really starting to set in. I didn't wear a hat. It was like a whole thing. All right.
Were you so unprepared?
It was getting hot. It was getting hot. All right, hole 9. This is the one with water. Jack is still going first because, you know, he's still got, you know, he's away. He hits an absolute bomb. I mean, just a bomb. Drills it so far over the water, it's not even funny. I hit it into the water. So I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I'm kind of trying to fight back a little bit. I'll say I'm never really in the hole. Like, I'm never really putting proper pressure on him. He's on the green. He's about to putt in for a 6. I'm not even on the green. I'm still laying 8. I'm probably on my way to a 10 or an 11. I concede because he's got a super short putt. And I concede. And so we're tied.
Wow. Through nine.
So he's really come back.
So this is overtime then,
so
right?
Now we got to go to overtime. Now, I will say, I thought of the 2010 Flyers, sadly, when I was up 3-0. Because forget being down, forget the Flyers
you
being down.
You should take the 2010 Bruins.
Well, I should have. But yes. The problem is, I thought of, like, because here's the thing. When I was up 3-0, Spike and Ike were obviously trying to pump him up. I mean, they were doing the best they could. And their thing was, and I was, you know, I was thinking of Peter Laviolette. Remember Laviolette's like one goal, guys, one goal. Remember? Mm-hmm. One goal. All we need is one goal. And I think it was JVR got that first goal. And so I knew, like, even though I was up, like, there is no chickens to count or roost or whatever. I don't know what that saying is. All right.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
The chickens before they hatch?
Yeah, that one. All right, so we're tied through 9. We're going to 10.
Or the chickens come home to roost.
Yeah, I was combining both of them. So now we're tied.
Crossing it weird.
Yeah, I am. All right. We're tied through 10. Tied through 9. So I go to grab water. I offer, hey, who wants water? Who wants Gatorade? Who wants what? Only Tucker, who was there, wants water. I buy him a water. I get myself two huge waters. I mean, John, I take one water and douse my... Forget drinking the water, which I also did. I had a whole huge water, doused myself. I mean, as much water as I could put on me, I did. Because it was like, it was really time for that. All right. Let's get to the par 5, hole 10, winner take all. I mean, this is where we're at. Jack is still going first. Jack hits an absolute... bomb. It's a little bit to the right. I can't quite tell where it is, but it's up there somewhere. It's really far to the right. I hit a dribbler to the left.
Ooh.
Now, my second shot, obviously I shoot next because I'm furthest away. My second shot is solid. It's get good distance. It's not quite the direction that I want, though, at all. My second shot goes near his first shot. So I'm like right around where he is, but he's got a stroke advantage. Yeah, exactly. So we both then advance our ball up. I can't quite remember exactly where he was, but like we're in a somewhat similar area. So now it's like 3-2. And now it's the approach. Remember, this is a par 5. So now it's approach to the green time. So I'm laying 3. He's laying 2. He obviously has the advantage. He hits next. And he hits a shot to the right. I don't see it, but I hear him say, it's right. It's way right. I don't see it. But I hear him say, it's right, it's way right. All right, so now while he's trying to find his ball and everyone up there is trying to find his ball, I identify my ball. I mean, I knew my ball was like fairway. I got a decent approach shot. I think it was 86 yards. So now we're both laying 3. He's closer to the green, but he's right. So he's looking for his ball. I go up that way. We all go up that way. He finds it. It's in fescue, which is something you don't want to be in. You can shoot out of it, but you can also take a drop out of it. He elects to take a drop. So he moves the ball out of the fescue.
So now you're even in strokes.
So now we're even.
Wow.
So now we're both. Okay, actually, let me take this.
Fescue must be really nasty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, John.
So it's like a thick clump.
Oh, yeah. Think of
bush,
something. It could be a whole foot of nonsense.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be a whole foot.
I understand what that is. Yeah.
By the way, before he officially took his drop, but we knew he was going to, James, I hit my approach. Now I'm saying to myself in my approach, if I get this on the green, I got a great shot to win. If I go over the green, I still got a decent shot, but and there's water in front of me. I cannot hit it in the water. Where do I hit it, James?
You hit it in the water.
No.
Oh!
Over the green in a solid spot decent chipping opportunity.
Okay, so not exactly what you wanted, but not what you definitely didn't want.
I'm okay. Knowing that he's near this fescue, taking a stroke, and on a hill. So now I'm over the green, lying 4. He's above the fescue, lying 4. But I knew he's on a slope, and I knew that would be an advantage to me. By the way, he could have, and I thought should have, come back behind the fescue, which would have been a further shot, but on flat terrain, and he's doing this drop thing on a side hill, which I thought was a mistake. Disaster for him. Ladies and gentlemen, lying 4, he emerges from that whole area 8 shots later.
No!
He does not get out of that.
Shots later.
There's multiple penalty strokes. There's a swing and a miss. Riggy, he had a swing and a miss.
No, that's
not
possible.
And I had to jump in and say, "Did you? That was a swing, right?" He said, "Yes, that was a swing,"
oh, no.
Which means it counts.
Oh, no.
He finally emerges, I think, after 11. Then his 12th shot goes over the green.
Oh my God.
So I'm lying.
You're just sitting here this whole time.
Yeah, he took, I think, eight or nine straight shots.
Oh, no.
I'm lying four. He's lying 13. I chip one in the green. He concedes 1-0 hammer.
Wow! I am so proud of
you. Thank you.
One of the greatest, the biggest upset in Philadelphia since Villanova in 1985.
I was shocked.
Oh, my God, dude.
I was shocked.
Dude.
I'm shocked also.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say to that. I guess. Congratulations.
This one was the one I thought I had the least chance to win. Well, I hope you would congratulate me, John. This is the one I thought I had the least chance to win.
This or running, I think, were the
I thought this was
you
number
told
one.
That really well, because I was like, oh, no, he blew it.
Yeah, you buried
you
it there.
You had me convinced that you...
I mean, being up three and then being tied, and then he was in much better shape. I mean, it was in... Yeah, I would say he was in much better shape after the first shot. But, you know...
Well, let's go to Jack for comment.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Wait, and that's his friend.
Anyway.
One joke. He'd admit it.
You got to answer to him.
Eight shots on the last hole.
Wow.
Like,
eight shots from the same. He fell in a water
that's
at one
what
point.
I mean.
At one point, he was bouncing on a bridge, and then it ducked over into the water, and he had to shoot again. I mean,
How is Jack handling this?
Well, we didn't talk much afterwards. I'll say there were a few curses that were certainly said. I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean,
my guess is he's thought about it a lot.
No. Yeah.
My guess is it's been a loop in his head.
Well, how worried are you that will affect the way he approaches these next four?
No. Because here's my thing.
He's going to come after you.
John, I think if I win baseball, and I do think I will, then I think I could win this thing 3-0 because I think I win tennis, and then that's it.
Why do you think you win? I think Joe's winning.
First off, Can I get it, John? You want to congratulate me at all?
I did. Congratulations.
Thank you. Do you mean it?
Sort of.
Why do you not mean it more?
Well,
I mean, no one thought I was going to win. I didn't think I was going to win. I'm not trying to press you, but I'm just saying, like,
I think you deserve a lot of credit.
You got the rules exactly the way you wanted it.
Yeah.
You knew that
I did.
This could happen, so you set it up so this could happen, and that's what happened.
I still didn't think it could happen.
I didn't think it was going to.
You know, I didn't expect him to melt down like that, but
I didn't think I was going to win going into 10.
I
think you deserve a lot of credit. I think you're going to win this whole thing now. Honestly, I'm changing my...
Like,
it is, right? Like, I thought this was a lock for Jack. Like, I thought it was a lock. And you're competitive. You know, I think that unless
he's in the caddy was a
now. I really, I'll tell you
this
what,
is the one he was worse at.
This is my worst.
Like, this is like, you don't go from an 85-105.
85-105 is really hard to win.
And match play really helped, but even still, it seems like with match play, it wouldn't have been, like, Jack had 11, he had this last hole, like, you might have, like, been close regardless.
There were a couple things I was hoping would help me, and clearly they did. One was match play, two was 9 holes instead of 18, 3 was me having a great caddy, which he was. By the way, me and him worked on sand. I had a great sand shot at one point that, without it, I don't think I would have won that hole if I'm remembering the right one. I did hope that there would be a meltdown from him. There was. Like, he's a better golfer than me. There's no question. But he melted down on the first five. Like, he really melted down 3-4-5. 3-4-5, he melted down.
And then 10.
Yeah, he melted down. Anyway, I'm not ripping him. Like, I wish him the best.
In other events, if he melts down, it doesn't have the same detrimental effect to where he loses.
I don't know. Well, it could in baseball, John. If he's throwing balls, it could get in his head.
If he's going for rebounds against you,
no,
that's different.
I agree with you on that. So
if he's racing against you, that's different.
Look, here's the only thing I ask of the audience. Seriously, like, all jokes aside, I just ask the audience, because, you know, Doug used to do this, and I'm a big fan of this approach. Hug him up. Love him up. Jack's going to need some support, 2-6.
You might want to talk to Spike and Ike about that.
Well, that's up to them. But anyway, official tally after one competition is Joe DeCamera 1, Jack Fritz 0. And we'll see where it goes from here. Baseball is next, and then tennis, and then running, and then basketball, and it is currently 1-0.
Credit, man.
Thank you.
Seriously.
I appreciate it.
So, you know, that was, you showed up, and you played good enough to win. That's what it came down to.
It was a fun day. It was a fun day. All right, well.
So. You showed up and you played good enough.
I did play very well in the beginning. In the beginning, I played well.
You showed up and you bought the pro.
Yeah.
I think Ike
and that whole group, Ike, Spike, and Jack, probably underestimated me a bit. So, but again, I went to my norm 5 through 9. But 1 through 4, I was pretty damn solid. All right, so there you go. Those are the results. Sorry.
This is unbelievable. Can we just talk about how, like, crazy this is? Like, oh, wow, dude. 1-0 hammer.
Thanks,
how
buddy.
About it?
I would not play poker against you.
Well,
because you have not let any of us know all morning.
Yeah, no, I was sworn to secrecy, and I kept my oath. By the way, you can react not only on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, but also on Times Yours. Get those calls into the Times Yours line, 215-238-4500. Some call it Joe versus Jack. Some call it Joe versus the Oaf. Some call it Joe versus Boban. Some call it Joe versus... I'll tell you after this whole thing's over. I will tell you this. He called himself Ben Simmons at one point yesterday.
Well, yeah, I think
he did.
Think he knows, like, in his mind, I would assume he's looking at this as he blew it.
No, I think
you
so.
Want it. You know what I mean?
And I think he could be in trouble, because if I win, I mean, I'm going to win tennis, I think. And if
Why?
I win, well, I think
that?
I'm just better. And if I win,
you just think you're
well,
better.
Jack hasn't played tennis since he was like 8 years
old. John,
said,
he's
so
on the record,
so
he hasn't played since he's 8 years old. So I don't know why.
How often do you play tennis?
I mean, I haven't played in probably 10 years, but I've played since I was 8. I don't understand. What is going on with you here, man?
Joe just won. He's up 1-0. I mean, we got to change our perspective a little bit.
What are you coming after me for?
I'm not
no,
coming
you are
after
coming
you.
After me.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm not coming
well,
after you.
We'll find
you.
Out if
I'm
you're ever going to choose to root for me.
I'm waiting to see if there's something where it's like, this didn't really happen.
Well, it happened.
This is still
listen. My main goal is to win. My secondary goal is for John at some point to root for me.
It might be more likely
I mean,
you win.
His guys show up for him, and John actively roots against me.
I'm not actively rooting against you, John.
Right.
I'm not. I'm amazed if this is
I appreciate
real.
It. It's real. It happens.
Oh, it's real. It's real.
All right. So
seemingly impossible.